Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to talk to us about anything we're discussing today, maybe you've got your own question about real estate, whether you're thinking about selling or not. Maybe you've heard something in real estate. Give us a call. We'll try to answer it. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. I've got a couple of properties that I want to tell you about, and then we'll get more into the show. We've been talking in the last few years. Homes have totally been outpriced because there weren't enough on the market. And now the market is softening a little bit. There are some good buys out there just because it's raining a little bit, just because it's going to snow. By the way, there were a few flakes when I came in just now. This actually is a really good time for buyers. There are more homes on the market. There are more sellers who are ready to sell. Most people don't put their house on the market at the end of the year, the beginning of the year. They wait for spring. But there's quite a few homes out there now that are, maybe they've been on the market for a while, maybe they're now priced right, or maybe somebody just wants to sell it. I have something I don't usually have. I've actually got two ranchers. I'm always looking for ranchers. Two ranchers, one coming soon, one that's on the market. They're both three bedrooms. They both have a basement. They both have driveways. One has a garage. One is in Northwest Baltimore. The other one is in Parkville. They are both, I repeat, both of them are priced right now under $300,000. That's almost unheard of to be able to get a three-bedroom with a lower level. One has cathedral ceilings. Under the price of $300,000. Anybody interested, please give me a call. One of those places is in Parkville, as I mentioned. Another is in Northwest Baltimore. Also, good time if you are thinking about moving to a condo, to a co-op. This is also a good time. We have these ups and downs in the condo co-op cycle. We have had periods where there's an actual waiting list to get on a list to purchase one of these, and they sold for a lot more money. Right now, it's just the opposite. There are more on the market, so this is your opportunity to actually get a good buy. If you're thinking about buying a rancher in Baltimore County, if you're thinking about buying a co-op, also Baltimore County, give me a call. I'd really like to share some of these with you. Have some other homes, anything that you'd like to see, you're welcome to go to my website. Just remember my name, margaretrome.com, and you can see all of my properties. I also have buyers that are looking for homes. I need a large rancher with a two-car garage. I need a four-bedroom in Stevenson with a basement and a garage. And I need a home in the 212-0809 area. Under 600,000, I need 4 bedrooms. I need one on the first floor. If anybody's thinking about selling their home, give me a call. I've got a young family who is ready to go at this very minute. Again, you are listening to Margaret Rome. You're listening to All About Real Estate. And if you want to talk to us right now, 410-922-6680. I'm going to do a little controversy right now. I'm looking at a site right now, and it is talking about this is not the time to overprice your listing. Well, it's never the time to overprice your listing. What we're taught in real estate from day one, you get a listing, you get it as low as you possibly can, you get it in the best condition you can, and you price it to sell immediately. Almost underprice it so that you can get a quick sale. There are some people who don't need that quick sale. There are some people who are ready to wait. Maybe their house is very different. Maybe it's a unique property. Maybe it's a mid-century modern. Maybe it is in a higher price category. Maybe it is just so unique. Maybe it's got an indoor swimming pool. Whatever. Again, pricing matters. You want to sell a house really fast, the best way to do it is lower the price. Get it as cheap as you can. But there are plenty of houses that their sellers who that's not what they're looking for. They've got really special homes. They've got time to wait. Financing is not a problem, and they're ready to wait for that perfect buyers. And what I say, I like to take on a dare every once in a while, because some homes sell themselves. You put fresh paint, you stage it, you put some granite counters, you do professional photos. And again, if it's priced low enough, you'll get multiple offers within 24 hours. And then there are the other homes that I want to share with you. Think about the homes that have already been listed, the ones that have already been the owner has tried to sell on their own. They've listed it. They've listed it, and they've listed it yet again. One of these homes actually tried a for sale by owner, tried several real estate agents, and it even went to auction. This one sat vacant. The ones everyone thinks they've had their chance at it. Nobody's interested anymore. Everybody knows about this house. I took it on. Why? Not because it's easy, because it's not. Not because it's a dare, at least not from the seller, but from myself. I've always quietly believed something. If I can't sell a house, it may not be saleable. That does not mean every house is easy. Some are puzzles. Some are misunderstood. Some are simply waiting for the right buyer, the one who hasn't seen it yet. I get this question from other agents, pretty much as a put down. Well, why has it been on the market so long? What's wrong with it? It must be overpriced. And one of the questions, the way I answer those questions, the right buyer hasn't seen it yet. Not everybody is looking for that quick sale. But this home that I'm talking about is still waiting for the right buyer. And this house sits on something that you can't manufacture, never could. It's land. But it's not just land. It's on over a third of an acre. It's in a quiet area. It can be expanded. And it's in a neighborhood where little tiny homes are being torn down and replaced by extraordinary new ones, like 5, 6, 7 bedroom homes selling for well over $1 million. Just 2 blocks away a modest Cape Cod with a teeny kitchen. I think it was 7x9. A kitchen. It did not have a driveway. It was on less than a quarter of an acre lot. It had an unfinished basement. It went on the market on Friday. Today they're having an open house, and from what I understand, they already have multiple offers on it. And that is a house that's only two blocks from the one I'm talking about. So the demand is there. What hasn't been there for this particular house that I'm talking about is the right match, because locally, every single one thinks they already know the house. It's gotten what some agents say, it's stale. It's been on the market a long time. It's been tried to be sold too many times. They've driven past it. They've dismissed it. They've decided about it. But the right buyer may not live down the street. The right buyer lives somewhere else. Maybe they're looking for exactly this. Maybe they're looking for a large lot on a quiet street, a home they can live in now and transform over time. Maybe one that has four bedrooms upstairs. Maybe one that has the fifth bedroom possibility on the first floor, because there is a family room with a fireplace that backs up to a half bath, and laundry room could easily be made into another primary bedroom. This home has room to expand. It's got room to grow. It's got room to create something extraordinary. It's not a house for everyone. It's a house for someone who's got some vision. My job, it's not to convince the wrong buyer. My job is to find the right one. And that means telling a different story. So I'm reaching out to a different audience. I'm showing the possibilities, not just the present. I don't take dares to prove something to others. I take them to prove something to myself. And I will say for sure that within the year, this house will have a new owner. Not because it changed, because the right buyer finally saw it. And that's what I'm doing. I am advertising out of town. I am contacting agents all around. It is a special home. It is for someone who wants to be in this small area, 21208, that has a lot that could be improved, that could double the size of the home. As they say, there are homes within a block or two that have been torn down and are selling for way over $1 million. This could be one of those homes. It just needs to be seen by the right person. And you're asking, where is this home? This home is on 7 Mile Lane. It is next to the Pikesville Junior High School, near the corner of Smith Avenue, zip code 21208. Anybody interested in 7617? Having a home that could be expanded, four bedrooms, two and a half bath, give me a call. I would really like to talk to you. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey, how you doing? I'm going to chop this cherry tree down with my new...
George, Junior, what are you doing?
I'm just wishing you a happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday to the man who saved our country. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. This was not a topic that I was planning to do today, but I've got a call this week from a real estate agent asking some questions about one of my properties, and her question was, what's wrong with it? It's been on the market so many days. And she totally believes that anything who has been on the market for 30 days is overpriced, and she didn't even want to consider it. And again, that's how many agents are feeling about the real estate. I don't. That's why I have pretty much very unusual properties that I sell, not the cookie cutters that you get the multiple offers on. So I just wanted to continue with that conversation that it isn't only the price. Of course, you want to sell your house quickly. Don't get me wrong. Give it a low price. Price it below anything that's selling in the neighborhood. Anything will sell at the right price. But I just want to tell you some more about my feelings about this. And as I said, some homes don't sell until they do sell. There's a phrase that you hear, everything will sell if the price is low enough. And that's true. You've all heard the one about the white elephant that didn't sell. And then they said, we'll give you two at the same price. That's a joke. But everything with the right price will sell. It's incomplete, though. Price matters. Price alone is not the whole story on a home, because homes don't sell just because they're cheap. Homes sell because they're the right buyer, and the right buyer sees the value. There's a difference. A house that sits on a market for months or years isn't unsaleable. Sometimes it's simply invisible to the person who would understand it the best. And maybe the local buyers have already decided what it is. Maybe, again, they've driven past way too many times. Maybe they've compared it to the wrong houses. Maybe they've never been in it to see what this home offers. Sometimes the problem is not the house. Sometimes the problem is the audience. When a property has been listed multiple times, maybe gone through different agents, maybe even trying to sell it on their own, it carries a kind of history. It's almost it's a stigma on some houses. Buyers assume something's wrong with it, and often there is nothing wrong with it. It just hasn't been seen through the right lens. And of course, you can always lower the price. And if you're in a hurry to sell your house, then that's the way to go. You can't call me in and say, okay, I have to sell it this week and I have to get the absolute most money I can get, higher than anything else in the neighborhood, and expect it to sell that week. It's just not going to happen. And it's not going to sell immediately. And it's not going to be easy. I'm talking about individual properties that are unique, that people haven't seen, that haven't been advertised, haven't been introduced to the right people. So again, not always right away, not always easy, but always eventually, with the right preparation and the right person, by getting it out to the right person, that's when the story changes. And again, not all agents have to price houses the lowest they possibly can to get it sold, although that is actually what we are talking about. Price it low enough, your house will sell. Again, there's that house that everyone has passed up. When that house becomes invisible, it happens quietly. You know, the sign goes up, the sign sits, it's weeks, months pass, neighbors stop noticing, buyers stop asking questions, and agents stop showing it. Once that happens, something interesting occurs. Local buyers, as I've mentioned, they just drive by and they've already made their decision. They think they know everything about the house, but they don't, because they've only seen what was there. They haven't seen what it could be. Anyone want to talk to me about this way I have been selling homes over the past three decades? It would be my pleasure. Do I take a bit of flack from other agents? You bet I do. Have I been told that something's wrong with a house because it's been on the market too long? What I'd like you to do is talk to some of these sellers of mine over the past three decades who have had homes that were told were unsaleable. The farm on 34 acres with a river cottage on it that had been on the market for several years. The piece of land that had been on the market for 4 years and was told the only way they could get it sold was to drop the price significantly. The house that was on the railroad tracks. The house that was two bedrooms and five bathrooms sitting on the Baltimore Beltway, I mean smack dab on the Beltway, that people would say, well, can you hear the Beltway noise? And I'd say if they slowed down enough, you could read the license plate. Sold that house three different times. So again, yes, you want to sell your house quickly. You want to just move on. Maybe you need to. Maybe you've bought another house. You need the proceeds. Absolutely, you're going to have to do it by pricing. But if you've got that unique house, if you've got time to wait, rather than just bottoming out the price, think about finding the right buyer. And that takes time, effort. Yes, it even takes money as far as advertising to get the word out to somebody other than just in the neighborhood. In other words, you're doing more than what we call the three P's. Three P's are putting it in the multiple list, putting the sign in the ground, and then praying. This is different kind of real estate. This is not typical real estate. Please don't go out if you're selling your house and tell everybody you want a higher price for your house. I'm probably going to get into a little bit of controversy with this, but I had to share this with all of you. Again, you're listening to Margaret Rome, all about real estate. Anybody want to talk to me about this after the show, give me a call, 410-530-2400. So let's talk about how you respond to an offer. Okay, so an offer comes in. You've had the listing for a while. It's natural to just focus primarily on that price. Now, I'm talking about the listing agent receiving a contract on a home they have listed. The offer is much more than just a number. It's important to consider other factors. Some of them are equally significant to that seller. Maybe it's the kind of financing. Maybe it's the settlement date. Maybe the seller needs a very quick settlement, or maybe the seller would like to stay in the house for 6 months. Maybe the person that makes them an offer will give them the opportunity to remain in their house for 6 months, go to settlement, and let the seller rent back. Who might this work for? Think about someone who is renting now, who has a lease. Think about the couple that may be living with their parents who are just waiting for the right house to come along. And yes, mom and dad want to get them out of the house, and but they are able to wait for the right house. This is the kind of person who would purchase a house and meet the seller's need. Again, not necessarily on price, but on allowing the seller to do exactly what they need to do. One of the things you need to do when you list a house, when you talk to anybody about selling a house, is find out what they need. Find out when they need to sell. Find out the reason they're selling. Find out how much they need in their pocket to sell a house. And what I mean by that, the list price and the price that you receive and the price that you realize, as we call in the pocket price, are three different prices. So there are many questions that you need to find out before you list a home. And I'm going to tell you more about that after we step out and take a break. This is Margaret Rome. This is all about real estate. 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, Maine Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. If you want to call me after the show, 410-530-2400. I was just talking about when an offer comes in on your house. If you are selling your house and you get an offer, and the offer comes in low, frequently I hear these words from listing agents. That's an insult. Why are you even bringing that offer to me? And what I say, when you have your home for sale and somebody brings you an offer, accept the offer graciously. Consider the people who have walked through your house and not purchased your house. I think they're the insulting one. So once somebody takes the time to put an offer together, to get their financing, to get all of the dates lined up, to get the lender letter together, all of these things takes time and patience. And many, many, many contracts have been ratified because they were willing to negotiate. You need to find out what the buyer needs. You need to find out what the seller needs, as we were talking. What is really important to both parties? So again, when you receive one of these offers, please don't treat it like what an insult, because that's exactly what happened. Go ahead, tell them that you appreciate the offer. It's not going to work. Maybe they can do better. Ask them why they are coming up with this number. Maybe you can explain to them by comparables why the property is worth that amount. And again, regardless of its initial amount, they are showing that they're interested in the home. I don't mean everybody. There are some people out there we all know just who are tire kickers, who, you know, run around and make low bids on all kinds of things. I'm talking about someone who really needs a home, needs to buy a home, not someone who's looking to flip a home. These are not the kinds of homes that I have, I'm talking about. Because I've seen many situations where those offers were lower than expected, but with some negotiation, they turned into smooth, successful settlements. And this occurs actually more than you might think. I remember many, many years ago, before I got into real estate, we had friends who saw a home on the market. They knew they didn't have a shot at it. It was a wooded acreage. It was a very contemporary home. It was exciting. And they thought they would just give it a try. They put in a really low ball offer. As they said, they were just testing the market. Guess what? It was accepted. Why? Because this home had been vacant. The seller was out of the country. It was winter time, and the seller at this point just needed to move on with their life. This buyer was absolutely beyond shocked that they got the house, maybe a little scared that they shouldn't have done it, but they did turn it into a wonderful house at a wonderful price. Does that happen often? Absolutely not. But again, if you've got the time, you've got the patience, there are so many different real estate deals. There are so many different real estate agents. There are so many different real estate homes. And everybody that you know lives in some kind of a home, or they're renting and looking for a home, that there are homes for everybody. And the homes that people are living in, they bought them, they had a need for that home. And again, don't give up. If you've got any questions about this kind of selling, about the amount of advertising, the amount of going outside the box that it takes to list and sell these kinds of homes, I would like to hear about it. I mean, I've seen initial offers, as I mentioned, so low, but they were able to negotiate it. We're going to be right back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey guys, Rob Carson. Our Gettysburg Battlefield bus tour sold out in just 5 days, and because of overwhelming demand, we've added a second bus. Join me Thursday, June 11th as we leave at WCBM at 8 a.m. for the Gettysburg Visitor Center, lunch at the historic Dobbin House, and a powerful guided tour of the battlefield with a licensed expert. The second bus will feature a special guest to be announced soon. Seats are limited. Reserve yours at WCBM.com.
The Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they are crying, well, we're broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. We've been talking about homes that sell, homes that don't sell, pricing strategies. Again, when you get an offer on one of your properties, there's so much more to look at than just the number. I have seen contracts come in that are actually over list price, that they have three or four contingencies in it, meaning that they've got an easy way to get out. many ways of getting out of a contract. You want to find the person who has the most interest, the most skin in the game, and you can tell that by maybe a much larger earnest money deposit. They're willing to say, we want this house enough that we're willing to lose this amount if we don't go to settlement. We are sure we can get our financing unless it has something major wrong with it that shows up inspections. We're planning to move forwards. There are some people out there that put contracts on houses knowing that they have time to get out. This is not something that I like to advertise, but this is something that happens, and I think every real estate agent that's in the business knows about this. There are some buyers who make more than one offer on more than one house, and you're not aware of it. How do I find out? The last time I found out about it, when they came to do their home inspection, I talked to the home inspector, and this was the third home that they had tried to buy and got out because of the home inspection. Again, I'm not talking about popular subjects right now, but it is something that I feel is important to share with you. Let me get off that topic and tell you about, I possibly have a home that's coming on the market. It's in a very interesting neighborhood. The neighborhood is Ashburton. It is in the northwest Baltimore area of the city. It's one of those neighborhoods that just exudes a sense of purpose, community. It makes it feel like it's just crafted for those residents. It was developed back in the 1920s on what was the Giddings Estate. The neighborhood is characterized by wide, tree-lined streets, spacious, detached homes, and generous lawns. The design lends Ashburton as a gracious, almost suburban atmosphere, while keeping it firmly anchored within the vibrant urban setting of Baltimore. I don't know if I'm getting this home. I'm going to see it this week, and I am excited about it. Again, the architectural appeal of the area is irreplaceable. You'll find solid brick construction. You'll find slate roofs. You'll find intricate stone details that highlight the craftsmanship. You'll also find mature trees that create this natural canopy overhead. And each one of these homes showcases its character. They're not cookie cutter homes. They are interesting, older, well-kept homes. Again, situated in northwest Baltimore City, it is convenient to things like easy to get to Baltimore Community College. It is minutes from there, plus variety of dining and shopping options, easy to commute, easy to access to 83, easy access to 695. Commuting is easy, and with its sense of community, stability, and pride of ownership. I just wanted to highlight this area that we don't hear much about, a special area called Ashburton. It attracts buyers who appreciate the quality and the craftsmanship of this established neighborhoods. They like it because it feels like home. It's solid. They're brick. They're stone. They've got slate roofs. They're timeless. They are charming. They show years of history and richness, and it's a desirable place to call home. If I'm lucky enough to represent this home, I will be telling you more about it next week. Again, look at the map, look at Ashburton, see if that is a area that you might like to live in and a very, very special home. This sounds like a very special home. And again, I'll be talking about it next week. Any questions that you might have about real estate, you can call me after the show, 410-530-2400. Interesting, I am now getting some text asking questions a little bit late. Let me see if I can get any of them in. One person is texting about a reverse mortgage. They've got someone, or they have a reverse mortgage, and they want to know when they're ready to sell their house what they need to do, what's different. I don't think I'm going to have time to answer it. I will answer it more next week, but basically it's a mortgage. It's a loan available to homeowners that are at least 62 years old, and it allows them to turn part of their equity into usable cash. So while they continue to live there, their mortgage balance is going up. They're not making the payments, and that loan balance grows and grows over time. And usually it works when someone is not planning to sell their house. Maybe we'll talk about that more next week. Maybe we'll have a lender in who we can discuss reverse mortgages. And right now, we are all about real estate. We will be back next week. Again, you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can go to my website, margaretrome.com. You can call me. You don't have to tell me your name or your number. If you just have a real estate question, you can do the same thing by texting me to that same number or sending me an email. Again, all about real estate, and we will be back next Sunday as usual. And by the way, when I came in, it was snowing just a little bit. I'm going to go check and see if it still is. Stay warm.
This is the right choice for Maryland.